Hello and welcome to our Vital Health Community call for the month of April 2020. I'm excited to have you here and to be available to answer your health-related questions. I want you to remember that when we do these calls, I'm not acting in place of your one-on-one practitioner. If you have one, if you're on medications or anything, please bounce anything that I talk to you about off of your primary care so that we can make sure that it's congruent and consistent with the care that you're receiving, especially if you are on any medication. So again, I can't make diagnoses on these calls. What I can do is offer you support for how to balance your health, how to get the obstacles out of the way that are keeping you from being as healthy as you want to, how to move yourself towards unstoppable and vibrant and just perfect ideal health. Now, perfect ideal health sounds like a little bit of a pipe dream, but in reality, we're all capable, I think, of a better health than we currently have. And I love working with people who strive to reach their best. So the way that these calls work, for those of you who are new, welcome, you basically have a couple of options for asking questions. If you're on the web, up on the right-hand side, as you face the screen, there should be a box. Actually, it's two columns. One says Q&A and one says chat. The chat is where we can hold conversations between members back and forth. And the Q&A is where you can ask me a one-way question. So nobody else can see that. And if there's a lot of people end up on the call, then it goes slower and it's easier for me to catch. So if ever you type a comment or question into the chat and I don't see it, no worries, just go ahead and take it and copy paste it into the Q&A so that I can see it. Sometimes the chats go by so fast because there's conversations going on, and we like that. We like to create community here. So if you have a question and you're on the phone or you want support or you have a celebration or just anything you just want to discuss related to health matters, star 2 on your telephone keypad, or there should be, if you're on the web, there should be a box that says, or a button that says, raise hand. If you don't see that button and you're on the web call, then go ahead and type in the chat, hey, I want to talk to you, but I can't get my hand raised, and my name is, and I will be happy to open up your line. So I'll start with the Q&A, and I don't see anything pre-done. Sometimes people send questions in advance, and then we'll go to the chat, and I see Beatrice, hi, and Edanita, going to come and come back, okay? And then there's somebody called Hi Everyone. Okay. So awesome. So if you have questions, comments, anything at all you want to discuss, just put it in. Love to hear how you guys are doing in, you know, this kind of unusual environment health-wise, right? Everybody's in lockdown mode, and some people think it's great that they are because they're feeling safe, and other people are feeling frustrated that they are because they want to get out and start their lives back. And, you know, whatever you're feeling, however you need support or would like support in that area, I'm happy to help you. And anything else at all related to your health. And Beatrice, I haven't seen you on Sweet Spot calls. I've been looking for you, and I don't remember seeing you. So would love to chat with you because I miss you. Yeah, so questions, star 2, raise your hand on the chat. Go ahead and type in. And remember that this weekend coming up on Saturday, we have our Vital Healing Kitchen show, which I'm excited about because we're going to talk about wraps. Wraps. You might have originally seen it listed as burritos, but I had told my team a few months ago, burritos is kind of limited. I like limiting. I like the concept of wraps because we're all used to that, you know, that grab-and-go sandwich type of lunch if you've ever been worked out in the world. And we like things that we can put together quickly. And there's a lot of ways that you can make really delicious wraps, including burritos and tacos and nori rolls and you name it. We're going to put them together on Saturday. So I can't wait to see you all there in my kitchen. I wish you guys could be in my kitchen because last time we did one, I made way too much food. And usually right afterwards, we have our monthly potluck meetup at our home. And we didn't have that last month because of the shutdowns. So we had a lot of food to eat for a long time after that. So, yeah, I wish there was Chase Division so you guys could try it all. So I don't see any questions coming in on the chat. I don't see anything coming in here. And I don't see any hands up. So you guys are making this easy for me today. So what do you want to talk about? What's up on your minds? Did any of you make it to the thyroid call? I think it was 2 weeks ago. that one of our coaches, one of our certified coaches, Jenny Noland, talked about her story with her thyroid and talked a lot about, you know, really good, I thought, in-depth information. I really enjoyed it because she really went deep and she really went into it from both the perspective of having been there, done that, you know, and had her thyroid removed and from cancer, and how she felt she probably could have prevented it had she known then what she knew now. Isn't that the famous statement that a lot of people make? You know, if I knew then what I knew now, I may still have, fill in the blank, you know, my appendix, my, I would have still had my appendix. But that's a story for another day. So for those of you who are in Sweet Spot, we have a lot of activity going on, and we're getting ready to start the metabolic reset on Friday. Yay! And we've been dishing out information slowly. So those of you who repeat business on there, who are coming back in, it may feel a little slower than usual, but a lot of people who have coming in and repeating are going, thank you, thank you, thank you, because we're just making it more step-by-step and less in the way of feeling overwhelmed. So I'm excited about that. So if you want to ask questions about Sweet Spot, if you're in there, and if you're not, then whatever. What do you mean no sound, Anita? Oh, that's where she said she's coming out. Because somebody said yes. You can hear me, right? Beatrice, you're hearing me? Yes? Type in yes if you're feeling, yeah, looking forward to Friday. Good. Yay, Rose. I'm glad. I'm glad you're going to do it. And, you know, I'm happy that you're recovering, I know, from your surgery. And, you know, I think this is a great way to recover because your body is going to heal better when you keep your blood sugar good. So I'm super excited about it. And I've been doing a lot more testing myself. I've been testing my blood sugar using, I'm back on a Freestyle Libre. Mine had, you know, stopped. I didn't have any more left. And I finally got another one. So I'm really excited to do it right before the metabolic reset starts and seeing some interesting patterns. You know, it's always interesting when you get back on the wagon of testing. Not that I get off the wagon in terms of eating poorly, but what happens, like, I think like everybody, you start to just loosen up a little bit, you know, maybe not as careful about the spacing in between meals, maybe not as careful about the eating too close to bedtime. And that really makes a difference, I'm finding, really makes a difference. And stopping eating when you're full and not going, oh, that was so good, I want more. Stopping eating when you're full is really good. So it's really, it's just been really great for me to step back and get back into it. And because I saw some of my numbers going up higher than they should have. And when I look back at it, it's mainly when I'm higher in the morning is when I eat too close to bedtime. When I eat too late, when I eat too much, even though it's just more salad or more, you know, nuts or seeds or whatever good food. So it's really good for me to be doing this. That's why I like to do this once a year, because it's really good for me to get myself back on track and focused. So I just tested my blood sugar a few minutes ago and it's 76. So pretty darn good, right? I'm happy. All right. So I don't see any questions coming in. I don't see any requests for help coming in. So I don't mind making it a short call. I certainly have a lot to keep me busy. I'm finishing up the next module for the Sweet Spot and want to get that all done. So I have no problem with leaving early if you guys don't have any questions or nobody wants to talk. So if you want, just raise your hand and I'll open up your line. Yeah, it looks like some of my team members didn't make it on today too because they're kind of busy with all that we have going on. I'm glad that you're excited, Rose, and I'm excited to have you there. And Beatrice, hello. Tell us how you're doing. How is Florida doing? And maybe I need to refresh my page because I'm not seeing any new messages coming in. Let me just sort of refresh, reload the page. All right. Sometimes that happens. And earlier today, my computer just like went out on me. I was in the middle of a call with a team member and it just went away. All right. Yeah. So no questions in the Q&A. Let's see in the chat. Ah, there we go. There's one. Ednina, I haven't been in for a while. My mom passed away 2 days after my birthday. I'm sorry. And my sister-in-law, Ms. Slater, oh my gosh, that's challenging. Oh, been home since March 2nd because of husband's health issue. Mowed the lawn yesterday. And while asleep last night, I fell out of bed. Oh my gosh. Ednina, my heart goes out to you. I know how challenging it is to lose people. And especially right now in this environment, were you able to have services or get together? I guess not. So that's been a challenge for a lot of people, I think. Hi, everyone. Tell me who you are. You typed in this. Oh, that's Beatrice. Got it. I'm fine, but sometimes I'm lost in this stay at home. Yeah, everybody is after a while. For me, you know, the thing about it for me is it's no different than my normal, right? I'm always at home. I'm communicating and connecting via Zoom and instant teleseminar. And it hasn't been any different for me, except I would say a little bit busier work-wise, because we were launching Sweet Spot again, and we're going to be launching our insulin resistance for health practitioners, I think starting Wednesday or so. And so anybody who's a health practitioner who wants to know more about it, just reach out and ask. But yeah, we're going to start doing that. So it's a lot of work. We're also planning a couple of online live events. You know, people always like to come to the live events, but there's always a reason why not. And about 2 years ago, we decided to try to see how our Spring into Vitality event would work online. And we did, we changed the name of it, and we really enjoyed it, called Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Fill in the Blank. So first year was Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Health. Second year was Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Hormones. And this one's going to be Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Immune System. And by the way, that name was planned long before we had this whole outbreak and pandemic. So we're going to be doing that in July, end of July, like we've done the last 2 years. And we also do a live event once a year in the fall for practitioners. And we're not planning to get rid of it, but we were planning to put a second one in. So, you know, people who couldn't make it live, we get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that join us for the online versions of it. So we have a lot of plans for these two online two-day events a month apart, June and July. June is June 13th, 14th, I think, and that's the practitioner one. And it's called Shine Online, and we are going to be doing immune system stuff, practitioner level, but people who are not practitioners are welcome to attend. It's deeper level, right? It's deep level. And then in July, it's Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Hormones. Those of you who joined us or rejoined us for the Sweet Spot got that as a bonus, so you get to come to the two-day live event for free. Those of you who join us for our insulin resistance will get to come to the two-day live event and the two-day online event for free. We're just throwing that in as a bonus just to try to help everybody. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that because it's really when we have all kinds of activities planned where we're gonna, you know, be it on Zoom so everybody can see each other when we choose and have like a little what do we call breakout groups when we do you know, like in a classroom situation, you can say, okay, break up into groups of three or four or five or six or whatever, and here's an exercise. So we're going to incorporate all of that. So and Anita says that was a good two-day, great two-day seminar. Good. I'm glad you liked it. So Anita, where are you living? And Adina, I can say it wrong, not able to get fresh vegetables because our place is swarming in vegetables. We are loaded with vegetables, farmers markets and the stores. There's plenty of fresh vegetables. So I'm curious. Rose says, I'm peaking at about 45 minutes. Then by 3 hours, blood sugar goes up, even though I haven't eaten anything in between. What to do to keep the blood sugar from going up later? What I would recommend, I don't know if you're taking any of the supplements, the chromium, magnesium, DHA. What I found, something like this similar, but not quite that, happened to me, whereas my blood sugar was steady, and I went out for a run. It was like 82 or something when I left for my run. And then when I came back from my run, it got all the way up to like 112 or 115. And immediately, I saw that happen once and I didn't do anything and I watched how long it took and it took quite a while. It took quite a while for it to come down, like hours. And this time I said, well, let me try the supplements. And actually it was an idea from one person on the Sweet Spot. She goes, are you taking your supplements? So, I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing that. And so I came back and I took my chromium, magnesium. I don't think I took DHA. I think I just took a combo that had chromium and magnesium. I took it anyway. I think it was the Pure Encapsulations one. And within 15 minutes, came back down. And then within like a half an hour, it was back down to the 82. So it really does work. So if you're getting a second peak and you haven't eaten anything in between, what it means is your body's going to find new glucose. So it's going to your liver to say, hey, break down some of that glycogen and give me some sugar. or it's going to the muscle stores and breaking down protein to get branched chain amino acids and then sugars. So my curiosity is what's going on in those 3 hours or the whatever 2 hours and 15 minutes in between that it goes up again. Are you exercising? Are you doing something stressful? Are you sitting at the computer? Are you exposed to electromagnetics? So let's try to figure out what's happening in there to see why it's going up like that. But I would definitely, if I were you, I would say right around your peak probably is a good time to take some of the chromium, magnesium, and DHA and get it to go down. You're peaking at 3. So then 45 minutes, is it going down like to baseline? So it goes up to peak at 45 minutes, comes back down. How long before it's back at where it was before the meal and before it actually starts to go up? So that's what I'd like to know. So Beatrice, all this time at home feels different, but I'm getting used to it. I'm not able to get strips from Walmart for my Prime. Huh. So I'm careful about what I eat. Yeah, you should be able to get them online if not, because I know that I saw them. I looked them up and they're like $9.99 for, no wait, $14.99 for 100. It was very inexpensive. And Nina, Galleon, Ohio, a very small town, still getting frost at night, so you can't grow anything yet. Yeah, what I would do is get yourself some sprouting seeds, broccoli, kale, what else, daikon. You can get sprouting seeds, order them online, have them delivered to you, and just start making a lot of sprouts. That makes a huge difference. I've been sprouting successfully, and mainly because I bought one of those things, they're called Hamana, and it's just this tray that you get, and you put it in the water, and it just grows until it's ready, and then you cut them. So it's foolproof. I've been a terrible sprouter because I always forget to water and rinse my sprouts. But sprouts are not that hard to make. I just have a little mental aversion for it. But you can make tons of fresh stuff that way. Really good. Rose said I haven't started supplements yet. I have them. I was waiting to start on Friday, but starting. Oh, no, don't wait. Yeah, now's the time. So start it now. And I would say play with when you take it. But when are you? So you said you're going up to peak at 45. Then by 3 hours, it goes up. So is it going? Is it staying at the peak and then going up? Is it coming down and then going back up? Yes, it goes down. About 1 to 1.5 hours, it's the same as before the meal. Then it goes up. Yes, start the supplements. Start the supplements. I think it'll make a huge difference. It sounds like you're getting, there is a second peak of insulin, and it sounds like that's stressing out your receptors. And what's happening in between? Are you getting stressed? Are you exercising? Are you doing, you know, a lot of computer work, phone work? So we want to track it down to see if there's something in your environment that's causing it to go up. Okay. Yeah, let's see if anybody else has any questions typed in. And then there, I see some people here. You can put your hands up, star two, if you want to talk. I see Beatrice came on and Soraya. So if you want to talk and you don't see where the star two thing is, then raise your hand. To raise your hand, just type into the chat and I'll open up your line. Beatrice has her hand up. Hello, Beatrice.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. I'm sorry, I couldn't get... I had troubles with a computer, and then I had troubles with a phone. It's one of those days.
I had one this morning.
I don't know if anyone else has the same problem that I have, that I am getting the strips for the Prime from Walmart. I have ordered them online in two different locations, and I keep getting emails saying they're on their way, but they just haven't arrived here.
Oh.
So I'm being very careful what I eat. No, I've ordered so many that when they arrive, I'm going to be testing every 5 minutes, I think. But, you know.
I think they're inexpensive. Actually, mine are expired. One is 731, and my other one is, when's the other one? Yeah, they're all expired. Oh, bummer. I had found them hidden away in a box, and I was like, oh, there they are. Meanwhile, they're expired. Oh, bummer.
Meanwhile, we're not allowed to go out of the house. Our sons are very careful with us. But my eldest son and the father of my two grandsons called today and said, they grow vegetables. And he said,
right.
I have a whole bunch of wonderful organic vegetables that I can either take to St. Francis House, which is the homeless, or give part of them to you. So we said immediately, part of them to us.
Yes.
So I'll be eating wonderful organic vegetables tomorrow, which makes a big difference in how I feel, you know, when eating frozen vegetables is not exactly the same thing. So I guess we're all doing the best we can. And
vegetables haven't been our issue. You know, Scott goes out to the farmer's market once a week, and, you know, he suits up and wears a mask and the whole protection thing. And he said they're very careful there, and they keep, you know, numbers of people coming in and all that. But he's been getting amazing fresh, but we are just, like, abundant, and so abundant that we've had to do dried kale and things like that and free zucchini. So
and I guess it depends where you are, whether the farmer's market opens or not, because for us, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you know, but the beaches are open in Florida.
And, you know, it seems the beaches are okay because you're going to be far apart as long as, you know, if you're going for a walk on the beach.
The idea is to stay far apart, but it's really not happening. But the idea sounds good anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's interesting to follow this sweet spot solution in this situation. Aside from everything, I have lost a complete concept of time or what day it is because I don't have my schedule anymore. So my body has gone back to its original circadian rhythm, and I'm a night owl. So it's easy for me. And it doesn't work very well for me. After all these years of pushing it to change. But
what makes you change then, Beatrice? What is it that keeps you from going back to the earlier to bed?
I really am a night owl. So for me, it's very easy to stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning if I can get up around 11 or 11:30. And, of course, when you have a family, you have small children, that's not possible. So I changed for many, many years. Well, now I'm at home with my husband. I don't have to pick up my grandsons at school or anything like that. I'm not teaching right now because the university is closed. The college is also closed. I'm not even teaching online. So my day is free.
You have no incentive to get up. So, you know, here's what I think. This is just my feeling about it, and maybe it's my justification because I'm a night owl too. I think that if you get into a rhythm and you get the right amount of sleep, it's not so bad, right? It's if you're going to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning and getting up at 7 or 8, that's a problem, right?
That's
but
a problem,
if you're getting
yes.
7 to 8 hours of sleep a night and you're feeling refreshed when you get up, you know, I'm not superly opposed if it works for you. If you're not finding, here's what I find. If I go to bed too late for several days in a row, I am ravenously hungry. Like, I can't stop eating.
Yeah.
That
changed my way of eating also in the hours that I eat, which is not very good. But, Dr. Rita Marie, aside from that, it's this guilt that I feel because I'm getting up so late, like as if I had to feed kids breakfast at 6:30 or 7 in the morning, and that is it. So I don't know. I just have to do the best I can.
Okay, so I'm going to give you permission to drop the guilt. I'm going to give you permission because the guilt
thank you.
Is more than the hours.
Thank you.
Because that's what keeps
waking me up all night long saying, is it time to get up? Well, no, it's not.
No.
I just want to sleep, you know. That does make a difference in how I'm hungry, and I'm hungry for sweets, and I'm hungry for carbohydrates.
It's not working for you. So
deciding not to eat them is another thing.
Yeah. That makes it challenging.
Like I said, Dr. Rita Marie, everything has changed.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's what I would recommend.
I can't hear anymore, so I don't know if I'm still connected to you.
Oh, no.
And I think not, so I'm going to get on the computer.
Is anybody else not hearing me? Please type in. I see that Soraya has her hand up. Let's see. Can you hear me? Did I get lost?
Yes, hi, Dr.
Okay,
Marie.
So she might have had a problem with her. Yeah, Beatrice sounds like she had a problem with her computer or her phone. All right. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I had a question regarding the freestyle replay glucose monitor. I know last year you had said that the 14-day one was not as reliable as the 10-day. Is that still the case?
I don't know because I can't get a 10-day anymore. But what I find is that the it takes longer for it to start to get stable. Like the first 24 to 48 hours, it's a little wonky and up and down and not doesn't match with the finger prick. But then after that, it does get steady. So it really, they charge you for 14 days and you get 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just the first two days, it's unreliable.
And it's just like wacky. It just taking a while to get calibrated.
Okay. All right. I still had the 10 days, so I'm still using that, but that's kind of expired, and I know I can't get the 10 day anymore.
Here's what I would recommend you do to see is that if you get the 14 day, put it on like a day or two before the other one expires and see how close they are. That's how I figured out that it was way off, like way off.
Okay.
And then it took a couple of days, and then I started testing with my finger, and it took a couple of days before it got to kind of
okay.
But I love it. I love having it.
Yeah, it's been a really great experience. My 10-day is actually expiring 4 days, and I don't have the 14-day. But I'll experiment on that one.
Yeah, and see if you can get somebody to prescribe it, whoever prescribes one.
Okay. Great. Okay. And then I have a question regarding a morning cortisol. I did a Dutch test. I haven't gotten the result yet, but I have issues with when I get up in the morning. When I wake up in the morning, I just have a hard time actually, you know, waking up and getting out of bed. I'm just so tired, and I have an Oura ring which I track my sleeping, measurements, and I'm getting like optimal sleep. I'm going to sleep or deep sleep. So my scores are like in the 90s, but I just have trouble, you know, being energized enough to get out. I'm sorry?
How long is your sleep?
How long is my sleep? I mean,
these days. It's okay if it's 6 something and I don't agree with them. So, yeah. How long?
I mean, my sleep hours are getting like, you know, between 8 to 9, and like today I got 10 hours sleep.
Wow.
But just waking up, physically get out of bed, I just don't have any, you know, energy to wake up. But then once I get up and I move about, I'm fine. But I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my morning cortisol just having issues or.
It could be that. At what time are you going to bed and getting up?
I'm usually in bed by like 10:30 at the latest, but I'm working on going to bed like around 9:30. The past two nights I've been able to get into bed by 9:30, but still getting up. I mean, like even though I've been getting like 9 to almost 10 hours sleep, just that. Getting myself out of bed in the morning, it's still a struggle.
It's still a struggle. It might be your Dutch test will let you know that.
Okay.
It could be, how late are you eating before you go into bed?
I generally eat by 6:30, 7 at the latest, because I usually give myself at least a 3-hour window before I'm going to sleep. So I don't know what's going on, but it's been happening. I have the MHGFR SNP, so I had issues like with not being able to concentrate and stuff. And then I ended up adding the methylcobalamin B12, and that made a huge difference. So now I'm definitely not experiencing those issues, but or not being able to focus and concentrate. So I know that made a huge difference. And what I also realized is that my homocysteine was up, and I know that that's an indication of methylation issue.
Yes, it is, absolutely. And the B12, methyl B12 can help you bring that down. The other thing that B12, homocysteine does that most people don't realize is it affects the receptors on the cells for thyroid hormone. So it makes it so that you might have perfect thyroid numbers. I don't know if you do or not, but it can't get into the cells because the homocysteine inflames the cells. And so addressing that with the B12, maybe B6. And when you get your Dutch test back, they have a couple of markers for B6 status. So B6, B12, and folate are the three that are problematic, perhaps.
Okay.
Homocysteine.
Yeah.
Okay. I have. Like, it's just not coming up, and it's just not giving you the weight. Now, the other thing, before you ask that question, I want to say that one of the things we're going to do in Sweet Spot, I think it's like in a couple of weeks, we'll do it. I think it's week five or six, five maybe. We're going to talk about sleep. And one of the things I recommend is a sleep vacation to reset yourself. And what does that mean? You actually give yourself permission. Permission, like we were talking about it's earlier, to stay in bed for 12 hours.
Oh, okay.
That was 3 days in a row. And it's an amazing restorative practice because sometimes your adrenals just get so overworked for so long that you just need like to reset. You need to just sleep for a long period. So usually what I recommend is 3 days sleep vacation. You go to bed and you don't get out of bed until 12 hours later. Sure, if you have to get up and pee, no big deal, but you stay in bed, right? And then during the daytime, you don't do anything like really overly strenuous. You don't watch any really scary movies that are going to cause your cortisol. You don't go chasing, kids around the block or whatever. You just do really nice, calming activities. Now, if you have 14 kids running around your house, that may be a little challenging right now, but do you have children?
Yes, I have a 7.5 and a 10.
Yeah. So it's not going to be as easy for you to keep it calm during the day, but see what you can do and see if you can like engage them and, let's play a sleepy time game and Like get them engaged in things that are going to help you to stay calm. So with the 3 days and being in bed for 12 hours makes a huge difference. Huge difference.
Okay. Great. I will definitely try that. Regarding the thyroid, so my thyroid, the T4, the T3, they were both low and the TSH was on the low side. But I'm working with my functional medicine doctor to, I'm on supplementation. I use the Apex brand and I have felt a difference. I've been taking that about a month. But then when I added the B12, that just really made a huge difference.
Made a huge difference. Yeah. That homocysteine was affecting your thyroid receptors as well. So, and it might also be a conversion. So were both T4 and T3 equally low, or were they one was like T4 a lot or T3, one or the other a lot lower than the other? That would give you an idea.
I want to say the T3 was lower than the T4. I'm
going to
see if I can pull that up.
Yeah, so one of the things you want to look at, in addition to cortisol affecting the conversion from T4 to T3, also mineral selenium is super important. And the cool part about selenium is it's very high in Brazil nuts. And you can just add, like on average, 2 to 3 Brazil nuts to your diet every day.
And I've been eating 2 a day.
You have been? Okay, good.
Yeah. Because I remember, I think I had asked that question on another talk, and you recommended that, so I've been doing that. So as far as, I also heard you say that cordyceps mushroom was good for thyroid. How does that help the thyroid?
Well, cordyceps mushroom is good for stamina. So to keep going, it's good for the lungs and lung capacity. It's good for the kidneys. It's also good for adrenals. So nothing that I know of directly affecting the thyroid, but definitely can be helpful in that whole, hypothalamic adrenal thyroid axis. And what I'm concerned, what you said was TSH was a little low as well as T4 and T3. And to me, that says there might be some pituitary things going on.
Yeah, that's what my functional medicine doctor said, that it was a pituitary dysfunction, I guess that's term. So that's what he was working on correcting. And like I said, I just felt really like not being able to lose weight and things like that. But although I haven't seen a dramatic difference, I just feel better, I guess is the word. But with the brain fog, not being able to focus and concentrate, I just felt like really ADD type symptom.
Yeah.
But then when I started adding the B12, like within days, I just saw and felt a difference. Mm-hmm. Like I can actually sit and do work without being distracted every second.
Really glad to hear that. That's really good. Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, some of the Apex products are very well formulated for specifically whether it's thyroid itself or whether it's the pituitary. And the last question I have for you is about your blood sugars. Where are mm-hmm. they? Like, what's your fasting blood sugar usually?
So I've been keeping track of my blood glucose, and in the mornings it's in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I do generally do the, you know, 14 to 16 hour intermittent fasting every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but my meals, it doesn't really spike too much. I mean, between, during the day, it's like in the 90s. I don't know if it's that bad. But generally, when I'm waking up, it's in the 80s. It used to be in the 90s, and that's what got me concerned. And after, you know, hearing you talk about it, I became really concerned about it. But I've been lately managing to keep it in the 80s. And then throughout the day, it'll be between the 80s, 90s. I've been working on being diligent to make sure that the spikes are not ridiculously high when I'm eating. Of course, when I'm eating a little bit more carbs, like legumes and things like that, it definitely shoots up.
So it does go up like above into the hundreds?
Yeah. So, but generally it's pretty
healthy. Keep those numbers so that it doesn't go above 110-ish.
110-ish.
Okay. After meals, and see if that makes a difference in your energy.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm going to just hang up while I try to find the T3-T4 results.
Okay, yeah, type it in the chat or just get back on, put your hand up, and I'll pull you
okay.
back on.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Anybody else? Let me see if there's any questions that were typed in. Nope. Let me look here. Okay, more stuff. Okay, let's see. Yep, and that's it. No more questions, guys. So here's what I want, you know, for those of you who are struggling to get the fresh veggies at the stores, if there's any kind of a CSA where they deliver, that would be great. Look online to see if there are any services that deliver to your area. But sprouts are your most economic way to deal with it. You basically get some sprouting seeds. You can get those pretty much anywhere. You know, online is easy. Just order some sprouting seeds and just start making different kinds of sprouts. Sunflower seeds make amazing sprouts. You might already have them. You know, it's best if you plant them in soil, but you don't necessarily have to. You just have to watch them and make sure that they don't get moldy. But sprouting is a great thing to do. If you've been in Sweet Spot before, the previous booklet, we had a sprouting thing. I know that Angelica's going to be doing at least once during the Sweet Spot on the Wednesday call, on the Wednesday Facebook Live, she's going to be doing a little sprouting thing. And if you're in Sweets, if you're in Vital in the premium membership and you have access to all the previous, go back into the archives and look for one of the demos we did on sprouting. We definitely did one there. So, So I'm going to be back online on Saturday for the kitchen show. I'm looking forward to teaching you about wraps. If you have any favorite wraps that you want to make in a healthier way, just go ahead and just write to us. On the Vital Facebook page would probably be the best way to do it so that we can go in there beforehand and pull that out. So thank you guys for being here. Let me see if Soria has come back with her T3, T4 numbers now that she's got me curious. Soria? Okay, there we go.
Hi.
All right.
Okay. So I found it. So the TSH was 1.550. T4 was 6.1. T3 uptake was 26. Free thyrox index was 1.6. T3 is 73. T3 free is 2.6. Reverse T3 is 16.7.
Okay. All right, so these numbers don't look bad. They're not ideal, but they're certainly, you know, better than most, let me tell you. The 1.55, the 6.1 for the T4 is on the lower side. The 73 for the T3 is on the low, it's below the normal, and the 2.6 for the free T3. The number that matters most is that free T3. But it doesn't look, well, you might have a slight conversion problem. So I would keep up with the selenium, with the Brazil nuts. I would focus on some of the heart math type things and meditation to get the stress levels down. And then let's see what comes back on your test to see how your adrenals are doing. The T3 to reverse is okay. It's reasonable ratio between them. Something that occurred to me as you were going through that. No, free T3 is 2.6. The ideal is like 3 to 4, right? So you are below the ideal. Mm-hmm. The lab range is something like 2.1 or 2.3 and on up. So you're not unreasonable there. I think focusing, how long have you been taking the selenium, the Brazil nuts?
Just in the last week or two.
So that was after you saw these test results?
Yes. Yeah, this test result was from February.
Okay, so that's good, and you've been taking the Apex and that. So I think you're on the right track here. Is what I would
okay.
Say.
Great. Yeah, because my homocysteine was 11, so that's really
that's what I would look on. And it's B12, but also could be folate and B6 as well. So you'll at least have the B6 marker on your Dutch test. And then there's a methylation section in there that shows you how your estrogen is methylated. And that will give you an idea of the folate as well.
Okay. Sorry, Dr. Dr. Riedberg, I just had one more question. I had my insulin test done as well.
Yeah.
And it was below because it was 1.5 and the range is between 2.6 to 24.9.
Okay, so let me talk about the range first of all. The ideal range is between 2 and 5, ideal 2 to 3. So you're close to that. So it is an area that I would check in. 24 is like ludicrously, ridiculously dangerous.
Okay.
Crazy, right? We like to see it functionally between 2 and 5, and ideally 2 to 3. The issue is that was fasting. So what you would want to do is see if it goes up after eating, because that could be a problem, and that could be why when you eat a carby food that it goes. So there's two ways it could be: the insulin resistant, or you could be just not making enough insulin. And with a 1.5, there's no way I would say, oh, you're insulin resistant. If you had a 7 or 8 or 10 or whatever, I would say, you're making too much insulin and it's destroying your receptors. So there's a couple of approaches you can do here. One is you can actually do a test of the insulin about 45 minutes to an hour after eating and eat your highest carb meal. So if if quinoa, sweet potatoes, and vegetables is a high carb meal for you, that's what you have. If you want to see how does your body respond to the highest carb meal you're ever going to give it. You may not be the kind of person that's going to drink Coke and eat M&Ms. So you don't want to test it with Coke and M&Ms, right?
Right.
It don't matter if you can handle those, right? We just want you off of those anyway. But you would eat, like if it's sweet potatoes, if it's quinoa, if it's rice, beans, fruit, pineapple, whatever. Whatever your highest carb meal would be, you have that meal.
Okay.
And you go into the lab about 45 minutes to an hour after that and you get your insulin tested again.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
If it's gone up to 5, 6, 7, 10, you're fine. If it doesn't go up at all or much at all, then there may be a problem with your pancreas not producing enough insulin. And there are some other tests that can be done for autoimmune and other things like that to see. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I see one more hand up. I think it's Lou. That's who I'm guessing. It just says Anderson, South Carolina. Is that Lou? It is. Hi.
Am I hi.
You're on.
I'm
yes.
Not, I'm unmuted now. Okay.
Yes, you are.
Yes. So I've been testing and trying to keep the variables down. So basically, if I'm having a salad with arugula, broccoli sprouts, avocado, hemp seeds, maybe some other stuff thrown in, cucumbers. I've tested pears where I had three pears added to that twice, starting with 79. The high was 86, back to 75. 87, the high was 102, back to 95. So, and with the plums, I tested those three times, and the started with 92, 90, 97, and it went up to like 104, 105, and got back down to 89, 89, and 103. So.
Good for you.
Three pears, three plums, two to three times.
Good to go.
With a salad. With a salad.
I wouldn't try them on their own. It may be very different.
Yeah. So if I'm keeping them with a salad, I noticed that they're on the foods to avoid red side. If since they've tested okay, can I move them to my acceptable side?
The pears and plums, you could. Yeah. It would be fine. Just make sure, right? The only way you're allowed to eat them then is with that same kind of salad. You're not going to eat it just like, oh, I'm hungry for something, I'm going to have three pears, because it may not be the same.
Right.
They don't want you to risk having it go up too high. But, yeah, you can.
Right. So as long as it's if I'm testing and as long as it's with those particular things that I'm safe to move it over.
Yeah.
I was doing that, and one day I tested pineapple, and it stayed underneath 110 with the salad. And then another day I added it, and it went above. And I'm thinking maybe it was riper. And the difference was between having a really ripe pineapple that must have more sugar in it versus one that was not as ripe.
Yeah, that's why I put pineapple over there, because they do tend to, sometimes they are, like, incredibly sweet. And, yeah, so I would stay away from the pineapple till after the reset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything that I test that's on the foods to avoid that I can keep under 110 with the controlled.
Okay, I'm going to reframe that. Any of the fruits that you can over there, not like the not gluten, not, you know, all the stuff that's over there. That's
oh
not
yeah,
gluten.
No, I mean I didn't
okay.
I didn't mean that.
Okay,
I mean,
but if there's fruit, anyway. If there's fresh fruit over there, not dried fruit, not juice, nothing. But if it's just the fresh fruit and you've got your metered amount, you know exactly how much and what's the situation, then that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if we end up with early peaches, I can test the peaches, because you don't even have that on the list. Oh, you do have peaches on the list. Never mind.
Yeah.
And
some of them are good. Some of them are low. You know, they're kind of tart, and some of them are like sugar, you know, so hard to know. But, yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it during the reset. Once you start the reset, it's really helpful if you could just keep everything under the 110 the whole time. So if you haven't tested it before the reset starts, I'd wait till after the reset ends to test it.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
But plums
okay.
and pears, plums and pears, right, are good to go.
Yes, plums and pears are good to go. All right.
Good.
Well, that was
good.
That question. And then the other thing was, I was in the health food store trying to support them around the corner, and because it's a small one, and I picked up the magnesium picolate, or and not the one that, not the poly picolate.
You mean chromium, chromium?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, no, they're different.
Oh, is it chromium? Okay. Yeah, the
chromium. Yeah,
the one
magnesium
is the Soldar bottle. Yeah.
Okay, Soldar has a polynicotinate.
There we go. And that's what you were preferring, but I picked up the other one. And it seemed to me 4 or 5 years ago, you said that we could use either one.
There's been research with the picolinate that you have to be careful about too high a level for too long because of liver issues. So if you're going to do the picolinate, not the polynicotinate, I'd probably cut the dose in half.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to decide whether to see if I could return them, but I didn't know, being it's not a big store, whether I could return it or not, and if not, if I could use it. So,
is it open? If it's not
if
open.
If I do it, then do it in half.
Yeah,
I
cut it in half.
Previously I had ordered, you know, last few years, I'd ordered the one that you prefer.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you, and look forward to Friday.
I look forward to it. Yay. Bye.
Yay. Bye.
All right. All right, guys. So I'm going to check the chat one more time, and I'm going to check the questions one more time, and then, yeah, Rose, go ahead and start them. In our week 32, actually, we said at the end of the week, after you've done all your testing and you've got some baselines, you're welcome to go ahead and take the supplements. So I just ate. My blood sugar prior to eating was 103. Right at the moment I was done eating is 91. I have 10 more minutes to go until my 15-minute. Not sure why it went down after eating when it was 103 before. It might have been on its way down, and what you just ate didn't get in the system. You know, it wasn't getting into the blood yet. It's still in your digestive tract. That could be it. You ate quinoa with zucchini, broccoli, power greens, arugula, celery, veg broth, carrots, oregano, Thai seasoning. Yeah, so let's see how it goes. I don't know when you put that in there, but test it again, and let's see how it goes. But, you know, I would say if you're having the issue with the chromium, you know, if it's always going up at that thing, test it and see. As long as you're taking it on meals you've already tested. Okay? I'm looking to see if there's any other questions in here. Nope. No more hands up. So thank you guys for being here. So appreciate it. Great questions. I look forward to I don't actually get to interact with you on those kitchen shows. We haven't figured out a way to do that because I'm there making food, but I know that you interact with the people on the line, and usually Lynn's on there and maybe Angelica and Scott, and they support you on that. But if you have questions on that and you want to make sure I see your question, type in the thing. Give this question to Dr. Rita Marie. Because sometimes they just like to answer your questions because they know the answers, and then I feel kind of lonely. So I like it when you guys ask questions on the kitchen shows. All right? Looking forward to it. I'm going to unmute you, and then we'll say goodbye. Bye, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.